disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible. 98.
All right, let's get this over with. It's time for your Guadalupe Squares. Tool tickets on the line today. I'm sure this will be a fevered battle with tickets for Tool on the line. A Saturday night show. Tool's here on a Wednesday last month. They're back in January, giving us another shot, which is great. And Tool will be here January 18th on a Saturday. Right around the corner, though. January sounds like it's a long way away, but it's not. It's 2 months. That's nuts. So here is your host of the Guadalupe Squares, Mr. Creepy Bergeron. Creepy.
Thank you, Johnny. Starting the top left corner, we got impeachment hearings all over the place. It's President Trump.
Yes, impeachment and cherryment and applement. It's almost Thanksgiving.
Delicious.
All the peach, cherries, and apples are out. Enjoying the witch hunt I'm watching on television. It's okay. It's good TV. I think it's great reality television. I'm loving watching everybody flail around and learn nothing. I'm going to be here even longer. And by the way, Jeffrey Epstein didn't do that. The Clintons killed Jeffrey Epstein. That's where the real witch hunt should be.
Well, you got pictures with Jeffrey Epstein.
I've got pictures with him alive. Hillary has pictures with him dead.
Really?
Weekend at the Clintons. They're just carrying him around. He was dead the last 2 weeks he was alive. It's great, but that's where we should focus on that. But no, we're focusing on something as stupid as Russia and me loving Russia and thinking Russia is great, Mother Russia is amazing, and just being all in that and Ukraine and all this. You don't even know where it is, but you're still angry about it. Democrats are grasping at straws.
Any golden showers lately?
Yes, I had one last night. It was fantastic. It was amazing. It's an unbelievable thing. Grasping at their paper straws.
Top middle square. They have a new podcast, Hot Boxing, with Mike Tyson. It's
that's right.
His guest, boxing. Evander Holyfield.
Yeah, my guest on Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson is Evander Holyfield. We talked about all sorts of stuff, didn't we, Evander?
I like that, ear edible.
Good afternoon. God bless you. We're going to do ear edibles on the Mike Tyson's Hot Boxing. I bit a man, too, one time, right in the shoulders. Bit him in the shoulder, Brady.
Wow.
Oh, and then I felt terrible, and I prayed to the Lord Christ Jesus Holy Spirit. Please forgive me for biting a man. I know how it feels to be on the receiving end of such a terrible, egregious event.
Are those chocolate ears, or what? I do
not have chocolate ears. I've explained this to Mike several times.
You said edibles. I mean, is there, but there's pot in the chocolate ear?
If you do buy my ears and you get a chunk, I highly recommend you put it on the Real Deal Grill for just $9.99.
It's the best, champ.
Why would I put it on the grill?
You grill up them ears? Delicious.
Top right square. He loves Frank Caliendo. It's John Gruden, everyone.
Tell you what, man. I like that Frank Caliendo, man. I text him all the time. I'm like, I love you, man.
Is it a weird little man crush?
You know what's
weird
about it? We're running a lot of plays now. I think a spider too wide, spread Frank Caliendo's legs and look inside.
That's disgusting, John.
Yeah, man. I love that guy. I'm having a little trouble with it, though, man. Every time I think about him, he never reciprocates, man.
Really?
I tell him I love him. I'm like, I love you, Frank. I love you, man. And I tell you what, he just usually says thanks.
He's playing hard to get.
I'm going to get him eventually, though. Hey, baby, it's cold outside, man. Me and Frank, you know? That's how it's going to go. I like to call him Deuce, too.
But don't you already have a deuce?
Yeah, I got a deuce, but now I got a deuce, second deuce, deuce, second right, deuce, deuce, double deuce. Like Patrick Swayze, man.
Frank's the double deuce.
Frank's the double deuce, and I love you, Frank Caliendo, man. We're going to run this play. XY, crazy wide mouth Frank Caliendo holding my wang. On two.
Middle left square.
That's what I think, man.
He's got a Disney Plus show out.
Yes.
It's a Jeff Goldblum.
Oh.
Those are nice sneakers you have there, Jeff.
I got new sneakers at the Sneaker Con. I went and had it explained to me, Brady, that sneakers are shoes.
Are those Adidas?
Adidas. Yes.
Adidas?
Adidas, as they say in German, its original pronunciation is Adidas. I wasn't aware of.
You're like a curious child.
I'm very aware of the fact that somewhere around 2012, my mortal coil was taken over by aliens who are unfamiliar with Earth things. And now I see them for the first time through their eyes. And, oh, Eric's wearing sneakers. Now, how much were those?
$100.
How does one justify extracting that type of money for essentially moccasins. That can just protect
with
your
rubber
feet. I'm struggling with it.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, what's this? It's the stick. If I touch the bottom of it and push, makes another little stick, and I can create words on paper. I believe it's called a pen.
We'll get back to Jeff here a little later.
Wow.
The middle square.
Marvel.
He's immersed himself to the streets and the meth heads. It's naked meth head.
I'm out on the streets.
Brady Bogan.
Living life, man. Living life.
Learning about the meth lifestyle.
Is it hot in here to anybody else? I feel like it's a little bit warm. I'd like to. Perhaps I'd like to. I think I can lift a car. You think I can lift a car? You think I can? You look at me like that
do
again.
It.
Swear to God, I'm going to pull your skin off. I'll pull all your skin off and wear it around. I'll wear it around.
Got
and
a lot
just
of
calm down.
Got a lot of scabs.
And the other day, I was at the house, and I'm like, well, "You better be a virgin still." And I was to hymen checking people. I wasn't then. I realized I wasn't even at my own home. I was at an old folks' home. Let me tell you the horrors of that. Ooh, sneakers. Oh,
put some clothes on, Brady. It's
why
disgusting.
It's so hot. So summertime oppressive. Hot.
Winter.
Over. Oh, is it really? Not in the southern
at
hemisphere.
Least play some Journey.
And I live in the southern hemisphere, covered in all sorts of things like blue diapers. I got a lot of those hanging around. Ronnie's hymen is in pristine condition. I've done no damage at all to that hymen of hers. And now that I live in the southern hemisphere, there's nothing I can do. It's bush diving time out here.
Take a hit, Brady. Take a hit.
I got to take a little bounce. I need a bump.
Yeah,
I need a bump,
bump
of that stuff. I've immersed myself in the world of crystal methamphetamine. Ask me a question. I can answer it. I'll tell you right now, the only problem is I'm covered in angel hair spaghetti noodles, and I don't know where it came from, and it's weird, and it feels itchy, but I don't mind it because I love angel hair spaghetti.
All right,
so if I
gotta move on, Brady.
Okay.
Middle right square. He's got a new song and some new tour dates. It's Ozzy Osbourne.
Before anyone touches Brady, let's just, you know, he's probably not on drugs. He's just having a bad day.
Don't think so?
I've enjoyed my time next to Brady in this square, and I'll tell you right now, you know, this guy's got his stuff together.
Clean, Ozzy, what
I'm clean. I'm clean as a whistle. In fact, it's weird. Brady's cleaned me twice.
He's not one of these washer cracks and ounce of your body.
Brady's turned into Bobcat Goldthwait.
Oh, it's so hot. I think maybe. I don't know what to do.
Don't cry, Brady. It'll be all right.
I like him. He's fun. He's like a little scrubbing bubble.
Yes, he is.
He just runs up and down your body. Scrub-a-dub-dub. Ozzy's dirty.
Bottom left square. It's Brady's secret square. Give us a hint, Brady.
Yeah, what's up, bros? I'm 45 years old. I'm what you call a hit maker. I'm the lead singer for Nickelback. I'm extremely good looking.
All right. Banged Avril Lavigne.
Oh, yeah. I'm a good-looking man.
All right.
He looks like the bottom of a sneaker.
Bottom middle square. He's got advice for Colin Kaepernick. It's O.J. Simpson.
Oh, hello, Twitter world. Oh, things have changed, Eric. In the last 24 hours, the NFL has had probably what I would consider the worst behavior by any NFL player, former or current, in the history of the game. I think this was the most egregious, most horrible act that you could ever imagine a football player performing. And by that, I mean Mason Rudolph putting his foot in the groin of Myles Garrett. He deserved everything he got.
I think you're a little off here.
I don't know. I am the moral compass of many things.
Oh.
And here's what my advice would be to Myles Garrett. Look, if you're going to try to kill someone, I don't know from experience, but I would say do it without witnesses. That's my advice. And if a waiter happens upon you, kill them too. So yeah, Myles' biggest mistake here was doing this in front of 60,000 people. Also, I'd like you to try my new drink, Eric. It's Orenthal's new protein juice. Mm. I squeeze it at home every night before I sleep.
It's a cream color.
It's creamy. Deliciousness.
Bottom right square. It's our boss, Tribber Ebe, in the bottom right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Going back to Cali this weekend.
I would like to say.
Going back to Cali.
Always.
Cali.
Going back to Cali. Eric, you want to go? I don't think so.
Come on.
No. No Eric in California makes it better than Arizona right there. We don't have a Grand Canyon, but we don't have an asshole the size of Eric either, so we'll take it.
All right, we got Nick and Kate on the line.
Kate, are you there?
I am.
Hi, Kate. Nick, are you there?
Hi.
Yes, sir.
All right, Kate, I assume you're a woman or a very dainty boy.
Go ahead.
Can I do Brady's secret square, please?
I think you can. You can try to do that.
Hey, baby. Why don't you wish this good-looking man a happy birthday?
Any ideas?
Happy birthday, Chad Kroeger.
Yeah.
Can I get a little song?
You know, little sing
a
song.
You could if you pay me.
All right. How much do you need?
$100,000.
Can I just prompt you? Look at this photograph.
This is how you remind me.
Oh, that's a different song, but okay. That's how I reminded you of another song of yours.
X gets square. Nick, you're up. Pick a square.
Let's go Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, Goldblum. Right away. A very intriguing choice. Nickelback. I love that. We'll do one of my Jeff Goldblum Discovers documentaries from the Disney channel about Nickelback. And I'll chase them around like Bigfoot and sing to them anything I can find. This is how you remind me.
They were jazz guy.
I am of what I really am. I am jazz. I
like
jazz. This is jazzy. Oh, it's not how like you say sorry. Oh, it's
you're a little behind.
This time I'm mistaken.
Your cadence doesn't really match
for
up.
Handing you a heart worth breaking.
You're not keeping time.
It's not. I've been wrong. I've been down. I've been to the bottom of every bottle. These five words are in my head. Scream. We're having. Are we having fun yet? Hey. Oh. Are we having fun yet?
Show me some surprise.
Yeah. No. Are we
joy.
Having... Yeah, no. It's not like you didn't know that. I said I love you.
All right, Jeff. We have to get back to
I
the
swear
question.
I do. I do. Very much so. It's because living with me must have been damn near killing you.
All right, come on.
All right.
True or false?
Jazz
travelers
is hard.
Travelers could play with mini horses at the Kentucky airport.
Travelers.
True or false?
Travelers.
You're a traveler.
Traveler. I like traveling. I like airplanes. I like trains.
Blues travelers.
I like blues travel. John Popper's very good. I enjoy his work. It's the hook that brings me back.
Travelers could play with mini horses.
Many. Many horses.
No, many.
Many.
Little tiny horses.
Many travelers can play with many horses. It's a very true. Very true. We're going to need a bigger horse.
All right. He says true. Do you agree or disagree?
I'm going to agree.
That's right. It is true.
Of course it's true. And you can check me out on Jeff Goldblum sees things like an infant on the Disney Plus.
Kate, you're up. Pick a square.
How about Meth Brady?
Naked Meth Brady. Don't forget he's naked, too.
I gotta be naked because it's so warm outside here in the southern hemisphere. Pluto.
You need to shave your body, Brady.
I shave my whole body. I need to get rid of all this dermis. That's the issue I'm having. Too much dermis.
So what do you think of the meth now that you've tried
it? I think it's not so bad.
Okay.
It's suddenly I like Nickelback.
Meth makes you like Nickelback?
And it makes you hot.
And hot.
Yeah.
That's your review? How many stars you give it?
I give it two, 3.5 out of 5. 3 stars out of 5. I'm very entertained by it. By the way, Hitler was right. Meth is great. I could win a war if I wanted to all on my own. Hitler was right.
We get all his real thoughts now. All right, here's your question.
I'm bringing out the truth now, sister.
True or false? Long-term meth use can lead to weight and memory loss.
Yes. Have I introduced you to my other me?
No.
This is Other Brady.
Hi, Other Brady.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Have you lost weight?
To be fair, I have lost weight. That's why. Oh, it's hard in here. Everybody's jigs close up. And now I'm going to try this. Watch this. Everybody carefully listen to me. Flowery ranch dressing. That was easy on meth. Vietnam. Vietnamese people are from Vietnam.
That's amazing, Brady. Yeah, maybe you should keep it up.
My uncle suffered from massive head trauma.
Wow. Enunciate.
Enunciate. Will someone please remove all of the angel hair pasta from my skin? Chicanos por la favor.
All right, long-term meth use can
Chicanos
lead
por la
to weight and memory loss. True or false?
Chicanos por la favor. Here we go. What's going on? TV for my bunghole. What did you say?
True or false about the meth use?
I don't know the answer to you. But I do know the answer to the long-term meth can lead to weight and memory loss. Not in that order. Sometimes you lose weight in your memory.
He says true.
And add memory to your weight.
You agree or disagree? He says true.
I agree.
That's right.
I went to a physician once and he said my memory was heavy. And I had to lose thousands of memory pounds.
Nick, you could take John Gruden for the block.
Yeah, Gruden for the block.
All right, top right
Good
square.
Choice.
Tell you what, man. That little ball of thunder in the center square.
Remind you of somebody?
Tell you what, man. He reminds me of a go-getter I used to have named Warren Sapp.
Oh, wow. I thought you were going to say Frank Caliendo.
Hey, oh, man, why do you got to bring that up, man? I love Frank Caliendo, man. I love that guy.
Did you guys break up or something? Why are you so fella, sad?
Man. It's not sometimes here. He's not around. I thought he might pop in and give me a little extra time, but looks like new plays. Y2 Spider Banana, why won't you call me back, Frank? I love you, Frank.
There's got to be another little chubby comedian you can love.
Got to be. I tried it with Patton Oswalt, man.
Yeah, that guy, did that work?
Not as well. He's a counterculture guy.
Oh, okay.
We didn't have a lot to talk about. I like that Frank Caliendo, man. He keeps it basic.
All right, here's your question, John. True or false? Frank Caliendo was born in Cleveland, Ohio. True
Frank
or false?
Caliendo was not born in Cleveland, Ohio.
You know
Tell
all
you
about
what, man,
him.
I know a lot about Frank. I know a lot about Frank. 5'8", 212 pounds, strongly built. Hair blonde, eyes blue. Said he was born in Chicago, but he could have lied.
All right, he says.
I love that guy, man. I love you, Frank.
False.
I love you very much,
Chicago,
man.
Do you agree or disagree?
Guy. I agree.
That's right, it is false.
That's right.
Oh, gets a block.
I wrote a poem. Tell you what, man, roses are red, and Frank makes me blue.
Oh, that's...
Will you call me? I call you.
Kate, you're up.
I love you, man. I love you, man.
Thank how about OJ?
OJ in the bottom.
See? Women still love me. I'm all right. Hello, Kate. Hello, Twitter world. Hello, Guadalupe Square's audience. Hello, living. Hello, angels looking down on me.
Will you go away?
I won't. I will not. I'm starting a new podcast called Slicing Up the News with OJ Simpson.
Unbelievable.
I take today's hot topics and I dissect them, much like you would a disobedient woman.
God. Whoa. Here's your question, OJ. True or false? Former Bills wide receiver Andre Reed is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. True or false?
There are several. I'm also going to do a home-style cooking show. It's called Guess the Meat.
Okay.
What did I chop up and put in my stew today?
True or false about Andre Reed?
I will say there are many Bills in the Hall of Fame. I'm one of them. I'll say Andre Reed's probably in there as well. I haven't been. I'm not allowed in it.
He says true. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
That's right. It is true. Nice. I can't swear.
Uh-oh. It'll never end. Somebody's got to put an end to this.
All right.
Boom.
Nick,
I'll do it.
You can take Tyson and Evander for the block or Tripp Reed for the block.
Let's go Reed for the block.
Reed for the block.
Yeah. Reeb for the block. I am here.
Looking good, Tripp.
Tool's coming back to town. We're
Rage
gonna go to
against
that.
The machine.
Rage will be here again. Yeah. Nickelback.
Nickelback's coming?
I don't know. I'll get him here.
Oh, okay.
Probably for a private party at my place.
True or false? In 1518, a dancing plague took over the town of Strasbourg, France.
A dancing plague? That happens at my house sometimes when we have raves.
Yeah, when Pitbull comes on.
Oh, forget it. Fireball. Gyrate those hips. Yeah. No? Okay, I'll move on to the next one.
What do you think about the dancing plague?
I think the dancing plague. Meth Brady's got it. Look at him go.
I'm covered in hula hoops. I can't stop.
He's fun at a dancing plague.
He is a dancing plague. I'll say there's no such thing. As dancing plagues, it sounds dumb.
All right.
And something Eric would make up.
He says false. Do you agree or disagree?
I'm going to agree.
Shouldn't have done that. It's true.
It's called dance fever.
Kate wins.
Yay.
Oh, is this how it works? No one actually does good. You win by not losing.
Aha.
Can you show us sadness?
I like your bow tie today. It looks nice.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's purple.
It's made of sneaker skins.
Ooh.
What? Adidas?
Oh. Adidas.
Adidas. Yeah, say it right, Brady.
Yeah.
Sorry about that,
Brady.
Jim.
Oh, Brady. Oh, no.
Isn't that a candy bar?
Oh. Looks like Brady's put on quite a lot of memory pounds.
He's back to normal. He's off of meth.
Oh, yeah. Look at him go. He cleaned the place. That's nice. I got to go. I'm doing another show about shoelaces. It should be great.
That can't be the second episode.
It's the second episode. It's the follow-up. It's the sequel to me looking at shoes. and then using them on my feet.
Weird.
Yeah. Bow ties are just sneakers for your neck, really. Huh?
See you later.
Okay. Bye, Jeff.
Adidas.
Bye-bye. Adidas. Adios. Adidas. He's gone crazy.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I love Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
But now I'm...
He's gone mad.
I'm rethinking.
You're going back. You'll watch again. Episode 2.
I couldn't watch the whole thing. I highly recommend Mike Tyson's Hot Boxing podcast, though, because two dudes who have blown through $50 million arguing about other people trying to make money off of them is hilarious.
Sounds like they're bitching a little.
No.
Oh.
They're laughing. These guys did it for
this. They still act like they've got the money.
Oh, okay. Maybe they do.
They don't. Oh, Evander's on that show with Alex Rodriguez talking about, I don't have any money anymore. Oh, okay. And Mike always says he's broke.
I think it's coming
around.
He doesn't have what he had.
Well, he's got some good potential earning ahead with this weed
business. Nothing like what he had. Maybe the weed thing, but when he could just step on TV and someone would give him $35 million just for being there. And he doesn't have that anymore. That's some spending power. Totally worth it, though. Hot boxing. Mike Tyson's hot boxing.
Hot boxing.
He loves weed. Hot boxing.
All right, Amanda, stick your head in this little box here. I'm going to blow smoke in there.
All right.
You're going to get high. You've never been. You're going to get so high again. It's ridiculous.
Okay. Will I see Jeebus?
I've seen him twice.
It's nuts. We're all done. That's the week, man. It's already, good Lord. One more week until we start talking about them Thanksgiving people.
Are you at a plumber's crack or anything anymore, Bridge, this weekend?
No.
No?
Yeah, no plumber's
crack. There's no irreverent Chicanos, strange tie. Yeah, there's no, like, Jeff Goldblum moment where he's trying to sell barbecue sauce to people.
I'm at the trampoline world.
Right.
Huh? Oh, yeah, Paul reminds me it's 1 week till the Kennedy shows start popping up on TV. Then we can watch him blow up over and over.
Wow, that's what he was so excited about.
I get 20 it. Seconds.
Paul and I get excited about it every year. I've said it, like the sound of football, the smell of turkey, and Kennedy's head exploding are what I associate most with Thanksgiving. I don't even think of Pilgrims and Indians anymore. Just the eruption of John F. Kennedy's melon because it's on TV all the time. We're done. Have yourselves a great day. We'll see you guys right here on Monday in the Morning Sickness. So long.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. Hit me.